Everybody, Ben here for the Bono Podcast, and we've got more Gnome news, and it is the player that we didn't feature in last night's stream, where we got together to chat and we talked through what the positionals, what the stats could be for these players. There was, in the reveal video for Gnomes, a dude with a fishing rod. It was featured in the video, but wasn't then included in like the box art for the team. So kind of got everyone thinking, is this an additional positional, like an assassin? Or is it a star player? And today, just now, Warhammer community have dropped an article. It is Rodney Roachbait, the fisherman star player for Gnomes. Okay, so over on the Warhammer community, you've got the Gnomes of Blood Bowl have hooked a fantastic fisherman for a star player. Let's give a click and see what we can see. So the Gnomes of Blood Bowl have hooked a fantastic fisherman for a star player. You've got Jim and Bob doing their thing. And here we go. Words that we kind of care about. This is where it begins. Let's move this over a little bit. There we go. The Blood Bowl Gnome team was announced at the Warhammer World Anniversary Preview on Saturday, and while these pint-sized players were shown frolicking on the gridiron for the first time, eagle-eyed fans may have noticed a suspicious-looking character in the video. That mysterious angler is none other than Rodney Roachbait, the legendary star player and notorious lineman, fishing line, of the Altdorf Park Anglers. So prepare yourselves. I'm pretty sure that with this entire release, we are going to be inundated with no end of gnome puns, and there's some good fishing ones on this one too. So I don't know, maybe it's the new dad in me, but the dad humor is brutally visible. Okay, here's the model. Now, we did see the model in the video, like I said, from Games Workshop at the weekend, but we can now have a full-on shot at Rodney Roachbait. And for those of you listening, I do recommend jumping on the Warhammer community, but if you're watching the video, we have got a gnome. He's got wading pants on, he's got a codpiece, he's got the traditional gnome thing. If you went into Stuart's Gardenland and were like, I'd like a gnome with a fishing rod, this would be very accurate. It is very well done, it's very cartoony, it's very exaggerated, it's very third party, but I think that's one of the things that I find most charming about the gnomes, and I would be genuinely surprised if it wasn't the same for a lot of people out there. They're just different. So this guy, he's got his gnome hat. You've got the ball being hooked by the line. He's got a fishing rod that is made out of a big branch. There's some cool bits and pieces on the base as well. There's a box of maggots and I don't know what that is. A little can of something being open as well. I don't know. I'm sure the anglers out there will know better than I am, but I don't know. He looks very much like he's fishing and he looks like he's caught the ball, which is pretty cool. So Rodney is rather unorthodox for gnomes. He chose to take to the pitch with the Altdorf Park Anglers in order to prove the big, loud and brash game of Blood Bowl was a cinch compared to the demanding sport of fishing. Sadly, his first few games were a flop. After failing to net a single win, Rodney decided to stick with what he knows best, bringing his trusty fishing rod with him against the Merry Mootman Halfling team and dazzling spectators with his artful angling skills. It was a victory for the gnomes and one he doesn't half like to carp on about. I think maybe we need to get like a little pun counter here. I don't know if that could survive some of the people we have on the podcast. And we've got the art for him there. And I've got to say that whether the art inspired the model or the model inspired the art, it is exactly bang on. It is like for like, it's perfect. Okay, so there's not a huge amount of detail in the article, but this is the crux of it. There's a couple of very, very, very juicy bits here. Teams that net Rodney Roachbait can expect him to utilize these fishy tactics in games of Blood Bowl. And once per half, he can use the Catch of the Day ability to yoink an uncontrolled ball to his position, leaving his opponents floundering. Trips, I think, just won his fumble game in our fumble league. Huzzah. Right, Catch of the Day. Once per half, if Rodney is standing and begins his activation within 3 squares of a ball, which is on the ground, he may roll a d6. On a 1-2, nothing happens. On a 3+, Rodney immediately gains possession of the ball. All right, this is the interesting point. So he's got a special power, which we'll get with all the stars. His means that when he activates, if the ball is just on the ground, not unmarked, is it? Nope. So the ball can be as marked as you like, 3 squares away. On a 3+, he just immediately gets that. Now, what that means is, first of all, it's a bit of a fluff win. The ball's there, he casts his net, he Spider-Man webs it, and flicks it back to him. From a theme point of view, I get it. from a gameplay point of view, I want to run in because that's wicked. That's like the ultimate on the ball skill, right? You receive the kick. You've got Rodney Roachbait here, and he's just in the backfield. Starts his activation. Is he within 3 squares of the ball? Yep. You just get a free 3+. If you fail, it's not a turnover. His activation doesn't end. This is just on a 3+, he whips the ball. If he doesn't get the ball, well, then he can then go and try and pick up the ball, or he can just go and reposition somewhere else, and you just get a free pickup of the ball. Given that this is a stunty team, I'm super happy with that. I'm super happy with that. Anyway, right. Anyone who wants to put him in their place, like the fish, will have a tough time, as the combination of stunty and sidestep skills make him a little slippery. If he's on the receiving end of a tackle, not the stuff at the end of a fishing rod, jump up ensures he can swiftly recover. So if you haven't caught up with all the gnome stuff going on, they've got rump up, they've got wrestle and jump up, which is a beautiful combination of skills. Wrestle means that on a both down result, either chosen by you blocking offensively or chosen by your opponent blocking, you can choose to trigger wrestle, and instead of being smacked in the face, you both go down prone. No turnover unless the active player has the ball. And it combos so well with jump up because you don't have to pay 3 squares to get up if you've got jump up. You just pop up. So whether these guys are going to be halfling movement 5 or goblin movement 6, they use wrestle, they're getting up next turn, and they are paying no penalty to movement, and they still get, I think, probably like a 2+ attempt to block from the ground. Not often, I imagine, that's going to be the case with the stunty team, but rump up is a wonderful combination, and he looks like he's going to have a jump up at least. It may be that he doesn't have wrestle because he's got the fishing rod instead. I don't know, but I don't think he's going to be your main blitzer. This guy, he looks to be a bit of a ball carrier. Stunty sidestep. Sidestep's interesting. It looks like it might be an upgrade off the base of a gnome. But if gnomes have got rump up and sidestep, they are going to be vomit-inducing to play against, which I don't know. I think rump up is probably on its own. We still don't know if they're going to have dodge or not. If these guys end up with wrestle, jump up, dodge, and sidestep, that's just going to be the most miserable thing to play against in the game, including dwarves. So, interesting. My money is not on that being the case. I think the line dudes will have rump up, and this guy probably won't have wrestle. This, however, is the key piece of information, because it unlocks a little bit more about what we know for gnomes. Halfling, Thimble, Cup teams can snap up Rodney for just 70k. A reel, like the fishing rod, steel, given all he offers. He'll be available soon as an expert kit from Forge World Resin. If you are feeling the allure of this phenomenal Piscator, stick with Warhammer community for news of his release. Okay, let's quickly dissect this. The model is not fantasy football-ish, but it is beautifully done. And it has got a load of character, and it looks like a lot of fun. And I don't think I'm going to help. I don't think I'll be able to stop myself from buying this guy. Especially because, regardless of whether he's got rump up or not, this catch of the day ability, when you are receiving the ball, is flipping great. Okay, that's so, so, so good. Just a free 3+ from 3 squares away is fantastic. But let's park that, because that is also going to be so effective if you look at the skills that the gnome team has. We know they've got rump up, so they're going to be able to get a hit on the ball carrier, and using wrestle they are going to be able to pop that ball out. If they are in the middle of a cage and the gnomes wander in, they pop the ball out, and that ball just lands on the floor in the middle of that cage, as long as this lad is 3 squares away, that is a free 3+ to just yoink the ball away. That's absolutely massive. Now, it's once per half, and it's what would Marshall from Limited Resources say? The setup cost is a little bit high. And it is, but this is a skill that is going to be game-changing at certain times. When it works, it is going to work big. Bad English, true statement, I think. And for 70k, that is wicked. Now, the other thing, Halfling Thimble Cup. So I think that means that gnomes are going to get Halfling Thimble Cup. We had a chat on the stream last night about whether they were going to get that. But based on the fact that there looks to be this building up of hatred between gnomes and halflings, it'll be interesting to see if he's allowed to be taken by halflings. I don't know what the score is there. On the one hand, from a theme sense, I think definitely shouldn't be allowed to be taken by halflings. If this guy hates halflings and halflings hate gnomes, then there should be a special rule that says not eligible to be taken by halfling teams, which means he is a gnome team only star player. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that are very glad for that. It's a shame he can't be taken by other teams in one way, in one sense, but from a balance point of view, it is not a shame, not even ever so slightly. So I like that too. If this is ends up being a gnome only rostered player for 70k, that's wicked. That's just so clever. And it becomes a pseudo bad guy, big guy, bad guy, because I think it becomes such a key element of what gnomes do if you can afford 70k, given that the roster's looking to be stunty, potentially can afford that. So I'm very interested to see how that plays out. Catch of the day is going to be wicked sometimes. But the cool thing is, from the design of the team, it looks like proper stunty. If you catch them, they die. If you can't catch them, they're slippery. They can score touchdowns. And I'm really excited for that, because this is starting to look like a team. Really interesting. Some clever design space. And 70k means he's very, very, very affordable. Worst case scenario, halflings and gnomes will be the only two teams at the moment that can take him. And I think that's brilliant. Okay, so that is the one star player we've seen for gnomes. When they drop spikes, there's normally three. So we've seen the gnome star player article. We kind of thought this would be dropping today. The real juice is whether they will be filling out any more information about the gnome team as the week goes on. I hope so. But for now, let me know what you think of Rodney Roachbait. I think I'm a massive fan. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up. Thank you very much for watching. We'll be back soon with more Blood Bowl content. Happy fishing. Thanks very much for watching. We really appreciate your support. If you want to support the channel even further, please like and subscribe. It really does help us out. Or come join us on YouTube members or in Patreon, where you can get exclusive access to some content, some loot, early access to basically everything we do, as well as regular competitions. Or you can pick up some Bonehead Podcast loot either on our website at boneheadpodcast.com. We've got the Dungeon Bowl things, we've got tokens and stuff like that, or on our Spreadshirt site as well. Everything you do just helps us make more content and hopefully do it of better quality. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Happy blocking.